So, Beis Mibes says like this, Kulhu, all of those opinions, meaning two out of the three anyway, Rabba lo yamru, they don't say like Rabba. Okay, well, I'm going to fix it, we're going to get ourselves confused. Zera and Rabba don't hold like Rabba. Why is that? Hahu, because what Rabba says is Yadila Duris. He's talking about an information to all future generations. This is a Pasha Chad in the Pasha case. Everybody needs to know. But it's Yes Mitzrayim. You're in the Sukkah. Why are we in a Sukkah, Tati? The answer is Yes Mitzrayim. It's nothing to do with the height of the Schach. So they don't agree. Here Rabbi Zeira and Amel Yamri. The other two don't hold a Rabbi Zeira's approach, which is what? Sukkatiya would sail. Ahul Yimosa Mashiach would dichsir. That's talking about Yimosa Mashiach. It's not talking about a Sukkah and the height of the Schach, anything to do with it. Rabbi Zeira, see here the Gemara says, what would Rabbi Zeira answer? Rabbi Zeira would answer Im Kain, if you're right that he's talking about Yimosa Mashiach and has no implication for Sukkah, Lema Krava Chupatiya would sail, Yimam. Let the pasuk use a different word. Let it use the word chuppah. Why does it have to use the word sukkah? So he's saying that word has a certain connotation. It involves shade. My sukkah tiel etzel yamam. So what does it mean? Sukkah will be for shade? Shemas me not tarti. So you see from it that it means both. It's talking about the future, whatever the mashal is. But in addition, it's teaching us something about the dimensions of sukkah. Ki rabba nami layamri. Rabba and Rizir also don't hold of Rava's approach. Because of Abaye's question. What was Abaye's question? Abaye said, the mechitza shel barzel. So it sounds like, according to you, if you make it out of iron walls, it's no good. So they thought that was a bam kasha. So that's the comparison that the Gemara has. My Gemara has a little period there. And the Gemara says, Kaman azul hada amr. So now what the Gemara is going to do is it's going to quote a bunch of Amoraim that heard something from Rav. And it's going to say, well, how does that work? Who's that according to? So this isn't going to be really exactly a kasha. In other words, if you remember on our timeline of Gedolim, so to speak, so we have Tanoim and Amoraim. So even though technically an Amora can argue with a Tana, technically there's something, no reason why an Amora can't disagree with a Tana. That's what Rechonim said, not to say that. But there was an agreement that basically the Tanoim had a better handle on the Torah about that. We don't have the same handle on it anymore. So we're not going to disagree with Tanoim unless we have another Tana that disagrees with that Tana. But we leave it in the Tanoim alone. So Rav was where historically? Do you remember? Gemara has this line occasionally where Rav disagrees with the Tana and usually tries to say, how could it be that Rav disagrees with this Mishnah? How could it be Rav disagrees with this Braisa? And when the Gemara is stuck, you know what it says? Rav Tana hu Palik. Rav's also a Tana. He disagrees. Well, then why didn't you say that in the beginning? Because Rav was in the intermediate areas, the nexus, between the Tanoim and Amoraim. So Rav could disagree with Tanoim, but he's generally considered an Amora unless we're stuck and we have to say that he was arguing with the Tanoim. So the Gemara always starts off trying to say that he's not going to argue, but if the Gemara is stuck, it will say, Rav Tana hu Palig, Rav disagrees. So the Gemara is going to quote a bunch of things that people heard, Amoraim heard, from Rav. And we're going to try to work it out with the different opinions that we have here. So you'll see in a second. What does the Gemara do? Kaman azla, had amar b'yoshia, amar Rav. Kiman, like which man? Kiman, like who? Azla, does it go? Had amar, this that said, b'yoshia amar Rav. B'yoshia, the name of Rav. So we're about to quote something that we heard in the name of Rav. We want to know who it goes according to of these three opinions. What did Rav say? According to Rav Yoshia. So I don't know if you want to underline that in your Gemara. This is specifically Rav Yoshia's version of what Rav said. Because there are going to be other opinions of what Rav said. Maybe Rav said different things at different times. We don't know yet. But there are different opinions. This is what Rav Yoshia said. He heard from Rav. Machlokes. The Machlokes, don't get confused. Not this Machlokes. Not the Machlokes between how you know Lamalami Esther and his apostle. The Machlokes in the Mishnah. Machlokas in the Mishnah is it okay if it's higher than 20? Rabbi Yehuda holds higher than 20 is fine. But the Chachamim, the majority, the Tanakama, majority opinion, they held that higher than 20 is possible. So that's a Machlokas. You're allowed to be higher than 20, you're not allowed to be higher than 20. So Rav said that Machlokas in the Mishnah, if it's allowed to be higher than 20, and the Chachamim say no, B'she'ein defanus magias l'schach. What's a doifan? What are defanus? Walls. B'she'ein defanus magias l'schach. When the walls do not reach the schach. You can build your schach on poles that go higher than the walls. So the walls end, and there's a little post or whatever that's holding up the schach. But the walls themselves end before they reach the schach. So Amar Machlokes she'ein defanus magias l'schach. They only argue when the walls do not reach the schach. So can you picture it in your mind? You're picturing now that the walls end and the schach is higher. Now the walls are more than 10 tefachim. You know, and my father's from Jacksonville, Florida. It's very hot in Florida. You Miami guys know, right? It gets hot in Florida in Sukkot time. So you want to have the least walls as you can. You don't want, a little bit of wind and air to get in there. So you no problem. So you make the walls, 10 tefachim, and the schach 50 amos high, suddenly lots of air. So what about that? So Rav said, this machlokes that the chachamim say that the schach higher than 20 amos is puzzle is only because the walls don't reach the schach. But if the walls did reach the schach, about the fanas magiyos the schach, the walls do reach the schach. I feel the malum yashem amo. Even if the schach then is higher than 20 amos, ksheira. So it's okay, it's kosher. Kema, who would agree with such a thing? Whose principle, whose understanding would that be like? My answer is, I take a guess. My answer is Kirabba, which is Rabba's opinion. Shalta eina, your eye catches it. To amar mishum to shalta ba eina, who says because your eyes don't grab it. Became the defanus magias l'schach, and since the walls in this case do reach the schach, mishlat shalta ba'ena, your eye certainly grabs it. Because you understand what he's suggesting? That the way, what do you know about art? I have this picture in my house. So when you come, Mirz Hashem, for Shir Shabbos, October 20th, Shabbos, we come back from the break. So I have this picture. And it's all these different Rabbanim or Jews or something standing around this Sefer or Megillah or something like that. And a really good artist has a way of making your eye flow from one part to the next. And it flows from over here. It flows from over here. And this is in my mind, it's the perfect picture. Because your eyes are constantly forced to move around based on the movement and the direction and all these kinds of things. A good work of art. So your eyes follow things. So because the walls are here, if the wall would end, your eyes would just catch the wall. They wouldn't be forced to look up. But because the wall goes all the way up, so you notice those decorative pieces, that line the ceiling over here. Because your eyes follow the wall. So that's the claim. Is that because the whole psul of the schach being too high, according to Rabbah, is that you don't notice the schach, it's too high. Well, that's only true because the walls don't go all the way up. But if the walls did go all the way up, your eyes would follow the wall, and you'd notice the sach for sure. That's what Rav claimed. What?
The second Rava or the first Rava?
The last one is Rava. We changed it, right?
Rava.
Rava.
Which one's
Rava? Yehei Shmei Rava. When a hey, his name is Rava. Hey Shmei Rava. From Aleph, it's Rava. Okay, so that's the first point. Come on, Hazla. Had Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Who does it go like? This that Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Again, also in the name of Rav. So Rav said, apparently, according to Huna, Machlokes b'she'ein ba ela arba amos al arba amos. The machlokes, if it can be higher than 20 amos, the schach, is only when the sukkah itself is 4 amos by 4 amos. What's that approximately? 4 amos by 4 amos? Approximately 6 by 6 feet, something like that. Minimum, 6 by 6 feet. Yeah, because there's different opinions about what the shear is. So the minimum, the smallest it would be 6 by 6. It could be bigger. So for simplicity, imagine a sukkah that's only 6 by 6 feet. So then, if the sukkah is higher than 20 amos, it's possible. But once the sukkah is bigger than that, so then it's okay. It's not such a simple thing to say. But maybe we'll come back to it in a second. But if it's bigger than that, then it's good. But if it's more than 4 before Amos, then even higher than 20 Amos is kosher. Come on. Who's that like? Like who? Ki Rebbe Zeira. That's like Rebbe Zeira. Amar Rebbe Shimseil. Who? Because the whole problem of the schach being too high is that the shade is not on the floor of the sukkah. They came into Revicha, and since the sukkah itself is now wider, Ikatzeil Tzukkah. You do have some of the shade of the sukkah. Right? No phones out during, we'll discuss that later on. No phones out during Shir. Now, just as an aside, Tosfos here is right on next to it. It's the Rebbe Zeira Amar Rebbe Shimseil. So you'll say, wait a minute. But isn't it true that if I'm in a stadium, who's asking about the Hasidisha, the sukkah? What happens if you have, is he talking about it? Someone's saying, if you have a really big sukkah, as he was wondering, huge sukkah. So isn't it true, you see the sukkah over there? So Tosfos says, Rebbe Zeira, Amar Rebbe Shimseil. About Kiraba, Dharma Mishum Mishlet Aina, but Rabba who held that the problem is that your eye doesn't catch it, look. So even if the sukkah is bigger than Dalit al Dalit, it's still no good. Even if it's really, really big, your eye still doesn't catch it. Really? Interesting. Rashi doesn't seem to agree with that. That's why I read those first. Rashi writes, Mishum Tseil. Do you see it's a little bit higher up? No, I think he means to say, yeah, I think I can see there is a machlokas here. Basically, the question is, what is it? Probably the machlokas. Well, let's see what Rashi says. I'm going to try to come back to it. But what does Rashi say? Rashi is Mishum Tseil. Do you see the Rashi Mishum Tseil? Everybody should see it. Mishum Tseil. The E Mishum Mishlet Eina. Rashi is asking the same Kasha Tosis is asking. Because if you'll say that the problem is your eye doesn't catch it, and now the sukkah is wider, so your eye should catch it. Rashi writes, listen to the way he writes it. V'tfei midalat amis purta. When it's a little bit, purta means a little bit. When it's a little bit bigger than 4x4, lo yishalta ba'ina. Your eye doesn't catch it. Do you hear what Rashi just said? Think about it for a minute. If it's a little bit bigger than 4x4, your eye still won't catch it. Tosfos says, dafilu rechava tuva. Even if it's really wide, the Shaltabani still won't see it. So we have trouble understanding Tosfos. Rashi didn't write it like that. Rashi wrote, because if it's a little bit bigger than 4x4, still your eye won't catch it. What does he mean? Rashi means because once it's, according to this, the Rav, once it's a teeny bit bigger than 4x4 Amis, you're good. You can be higher than 20. What? Like an inch? Are you serious? You hear what Rashi's asking? The teeny bit bigger than 4x4 Amis? Oh, I didn't notice that! You know, all of a sudden you notice it? That's what Rashi seems to be learning. But what if it really was much, much bigger than that? So Rashi may be willing to agree to that. I don't know. But you can't say that if it's a little bit bigger than 4x4, then all of a sudden more than 20 Amis. How could you say that? But apparently in terms of shade and physics, so then that's apparently true. It starts to creep in. What? It's what? I don't know. See, that's what you have to figure out. What's the machlokes in Rashi? Tosfos? What are they arguing about? So you'll think about it, ponder it. It's good about think about these things when you're in classes. No, don't do that. Anyway, Kiman Azul had Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. Amar Rav. Who does it go like this? That Rav Chanan Bar Rabba said in the name of Rav. So this is our third version of what Rav said. Machlokes v'she'en machzakas k'dei roshim v'shulchanam. The machlokes in the Mishnah is only b'she'eina machzekes, when the sukkah can't hold, ella only k'dei rosho eruva v'shulchanon. Enough for rosho. What's rosho? His head. Rubo, most of his body. V'shulchanon, and his table, some little table. So if the sukkah is so small, it's basically 7x7 tefachim. You have a tiny sukkah. He holds his head, he's leaning. He's not even sitting in the sukkah, he's leaning in. His legs are outside the sukkah. He's leaning in, he has a table, and his head, most of his body is in the sukkah. But if a sukkah holds more than his head, most of his body, in the table, then even a higher than 20 amos is kosher. Come on, who's that like? Deloy kechat. It's not like any of them. Because apparently the physics, that won't work either. Again, we gotta get a physicist up here.
Why is it put in there? No one holds it.
So that's bizarre. How could that be?
No, it's just weird though that it's like it says that no one holds on his opinion.
So it sounds like either you have to say this is Rav's own opinion or something like that. The whole thing you got to work out. This Gemara, all we're doing right now is just learning what the Gemara says. Now to work this out, first of all, you're right. What is the Gemara trying to accomplish with all of this? That has to get worked out. And what does it mean that Rav said three different things? Were these three different versions? Rav didn't say all of them. You did say all three of them? Like, what's going on over here? And then what's the fourth? How could it be? So this is like a totally different approach altogether to what the psul is, lamala me'esrim. So this is what the Gemara does with it. The Gemara says, Bish lamad Rabbi Yoshia. According to the first opinion that the walls have to reach the schaf for it to be higher. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, pliga di Rav Huna Rav Chana. He disagrees with Rav Huna Rav Chana. Right? So if you have a piece of paper, I want to write this down. We have three opinions now. What are the three opinions? What are the names?
Rav Yoshia Amara, Rav Huna Amara, Rav
Yoshia, who's the second one?
Rav Huna, and Rav Chana Bar Rav.
Okay. So these are the three opinions. Rav Yoshia says what?
It's all about the connection to the.
No, it don't reach the stock.
If it reaches the stock.
If it reaches the stock, it can be even higher. And what is Rabuna saying?
It has to be 4x4.
And Rabuna
is here.
We're going to call it 7x7, okay?
Yeah. Where's your table? Where do you have 7x7?
No.
Wait, what's the top one?
Just top. We'll just call it 7x7 for another purple. We'll see later.
The walls reach the stock.
That's where Lucy gives her advice. No, that's the walls don't reach the stuff. Walls don't reach the stuff. So, Rav Yoshia, where are we in the Gemara? Bish, Lamed Rav Yoshia. I understand Rav Yoshia's position that what he heard from Rav Pliga, Rav Huna Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. He argues with the dimensions issue. Why? Because they're talking about the dimensions of the sukkah. He's talking about what? Well, the way that we're learning, he's talking about your eye catching it. Mm-hmm. Not the physical dimensions. The Enuka Yoyev Shi'ura Ba'ashcha. Because they're giving Shi'ura a dimension of width. The Ihu and he, Loka Yoyev Shi'ura Ba'ashcha. He's not talking about dimensions of width. He's talking about your eye catching the schach. El Rav Huna Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. But Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Bar Rabba, if you're trying to figure out what they're arguing about, or what those two opinions are arguing about, name us, let us say, behechsher sukkah kamifligi. Maybe they're simply arguing over what's the bare minimum of a kosher sukkah. Can you make a sukkah less than dalad by dalad amis? So maybe Rav Huna holds that that's the minimum shear of a sukkah. That's the only reason he said it. In other words, maybe Rav Huna and Rav Chanan really basically agree. They're saying that the machlokas in the Mishnah is on the smallest possible sukkah. But once the sukkah is a little bit bigger than the smallest size, then it can be higher than 20 amos. It's just that they disagree with the smallest size of a sukkah is. You hear that? That's the suggestion of the Gemara. Maybe they both really essentially agree. If you have the smallest possible sukkah, then once it's a little bit bigger than that, your sukkah can be higher than 20 amos. It's just that they disagree what's the smallest a sukkah could be. The length and width, I mean. What's the smallest length and width of a sukkah?
So they agree about the smallest size of the sukkah?
They disagree about the size of the sukkah. But they agree that once a sukkah is a little bit bigger than its minimum size, then the schaf can be higher. Maybe they agree about that. The only thing they disagree about, perhaps, is the minimum size of a sukkah. That's the Gemara's suggestion. Just read it inside. El Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan bar Rabba. Name, let us say, behech sher sukkah kamiflegi. Kamiflegi, plag. Plag means to split. L'chalek, to split, to make it. Behech sher sukkah kamiflegi. They are splitting. They are disagreeing over hech sher sukkah, what makes the smallest sukkah kasher. Makes sukkah kasher. The Mar Savar, the master holds one, holds hech sher sukkah bar ba'amis. Meaning, Rav Huna. Who knows that hechsher sukkah, a sukkah in order to be kosher, must be at least 4 amis. Mar Savar, Rav Chanan holds, hechsher sukkah b'matzeches rosh b'shulchanah. And the minimum size of a sukkah can be even as small as enough to hold his head, most of his body, and a table. Which I'm calling 7x7 tvachim, based on other knowledge. Gemara says, Loi! Nope! The Kuli Alma, the whole world, Hechsher Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, everyone agrees you can make a sukkah that's his head with his body on the table. Everyone agrees to that. No one is suggesting that the minimum size of a sukkah is, 6 feet by 6 feet. That could be smaller. So what are they arguing about? Demar Savar, the one holds Machzekas Rosh Hashanah, Pligi. So Rav Chanan holds are arguing over the case where it's exactly 7 by 7. But if it's more than that, even a teeny bit more than Rosh Rav Shulchanan. Rav Chanan wants a teeny bit more than what Rav Chanan is saying. Then what? Divra kol kshera. Everyone agrees it's kasher. Okay, that's obvious. That's what Rav Chanan said, right? There's no chiddush in the Gemara yet. That's what Rav Chanan said. Umar savar, but Rav Huna holds. Why did Rav Huna have to say 4 by 4? If he agrees 7 by 7 is kosher, why does he say 4 by 4? It's a little bit bigger than 4 by 4. He can have 120. Because Umar savar mirosh Rav Shulchan ad arba ames pligi. Because no one allows the schach to be higher than 20 ames until the walls are 4 by 4. But once it's a little bit bigger than 4 by 4, then it's kasher. Now this is pretty obvious, right? I mean, the Gemara is just spelling out what they argue about. It's just the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Chanan, once the sukkah is a little bit bigger than 7 by 7, so then it can be higher than 20. Rav Huna holds it up, even though it's kasher. When it's so small, it's only kasher if the schach is 20, is less than 20. Are we together? Was that confusing? Did you say it again?
Yeah.
That what are they arguing about? So. It's really pretty obvious. The Gemara set claims. Everyone agrees. The smallest a sukkah can be, as long as the schach is less than 20, 7 by 7 tefachim. Enough for his head, most of his body on the table. Everyone agrees to that. The only reason that Rav Huna holds the sukkah has to be a little bit more than 4 by 4 is for the schach to be higher than 20. But everyone agrees that a sukkah can be 7 by 7. So the difference between Rav Chanan and Rav Huna is obviously that according to Rav Chanan, once you add a smidgen to this 7 by 7 sukkah, just a little bit more, so then it's not going to be higher than 20. But according to Rav Huna, it's got to be 20 or less until your sukkah is a smidgen more than 4 by 4 amos.
Just different points where they're like Rav Huna's kind of being theoretical with his sukkah because. You can't have a working sukkah with 4 by 4 dimensions, right?
You can't what?
We just said that the smallest sukkah you could have is 7 by 7.
Right.
So what Rav Huna is saying that you could have it at 7 by 7, you could have a sukkah with over 20 amos. The schach could be over 20 amos.
When it's a little bit more than 7 by 7.
But Rav Huna says only a little bit more than at
7. Rav Huna holds that's more than 4 by 4, right?
4 by 4. So at 7 by 7, you would have above 20 amos.
Yeah. It's kosher, right? Everyone holds it's kosher.
But you can't. But Rav Huna's case is just completely like theoretical. Because like you can never have a sukkah that's 4 by 4, right?
4 by 4 amos. Amos. It's bigger than 7. 7 by 7 is tefachim. Small. Tiny.
Okay. All right. Because the one that I was kind of confused
sorry.
With the.
Because I wrote this. The 7 by 7 is tefachim. That's small. This is amos. That's much
four,
bigger.
4 amos.
His Rosh Hashanah was over here, you
know? Okay.
Okay, anyway, we can go over it again later, but it's a pretty straightforward point. But the Gemara is just saying that they disagree. The basic bottom line of the Gemara is that everyone agrees that you can have a sukkah that's 7 by 7 tefach. The only question is, how big does your sukkah have to be before your schach can be higher than 20? That's the question. Because according to Rav Chanan, you just need a teeny bit more than 7 by 7 tefachim. You need a tiny sukkah, and a little bit more than that, you can start to raise your schach. And according to Rav Huna, absolutely not. You can't raise your schach until you get a sukkah that's 4 by 4 amos. Then a little bit more than 4 by 4 amos, then you can talk about raising your schach a little bit more. But not until then. So that's what they disagree with. Okay, so to finish up, the Gemara says Meisive. What's Meisive? What does that always mean? Yeah, sort of what does it imply? What kind of It's an answer?
Proof.
Proof?
Question?
What else is there? Statement, question, answer, proof. So Rami is a contradiction. Meisive is some kind of attack question. Meisive is some kind of attack. What's the attack? Meisive. He asked. So far it sounds like our mission. A sukkah that's higher than 20 amis is basel. And Rehuda has his kasher. Ad arba'im v'chamishim amo. Okay, that's not our Mishnah. We're quoting some kind of brisa. So here we have a brisa. We're bringing it as an attack on something. Srach that's higher than 20 amis is basel. Rehuda says, no, it's good. Ad arba'im v'chamishim amo. But here, Rabbi Yehuda has a limit that we didn't see before. His limit is until 40 or 50 amos. Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know? Ma'isa behilin yamalcha. I'll tell you a story. Okay, it's not a story. It's a real incident that happened. That, you know, there were these Maccabim. You've heard of them. So they were very... what's the right word? They like, you know, Greek stuff. You know, they had like a fraternity probably. No, I'm just kidding. They like Greek stuff. So they adopted Greek names. Like Helen. Helene. So Helene Amalka was one of the Chashmonoim, which was a queen. There was a maaser at Helene Amalka, Belud. She apparently lived in Lud. Shahaisa Sukasa, her sukkah, Gavoya Ma'esrim Amo. This schach was higher than 20 Amis. And the Zakenim were entering and leaving there. I know they were just coming to say hi, or they had meetings with her, whatever it was. And they didn't say a word to her. What do you guys think about that? You see, from here, a sukkah can be higher than 20 hours!
Yeah, this
is a good proof, you're saying?
No, I don't.
Chachamim, Rabbanan, Tanakama. We're good, right? Anyone want to reject this? Anyone have any kashas? No kashas? Which is a woman! Last time I checked, queens are women. Queens, women. Okay, that's too confusing. Okay, anyway, but last time I checked, you're supposed to be. You know, queen? No? Okay, never mind. Anyway.
Well, was the queen ruling, or was she the wife of the king?
It doesn't say it, but queens usually female. So... there's a ma'aseh Helene Amalka, and women are keturah from sukkah. It's a mitzvah, aseh shazman groma. Everybody used to say that was the joke by the Hasidim. You know, that's why it's called zman simchosayin. Women don't eat in the sukkah. By the Hasidim, women don't even bother. Like, the men are in the sukkah, the women are in time. Could be just a practicality of the olden days, but yeah. Anyway, that's just a bad joke. But the ma'aseh was that Helene Amalka was in a huge sukkah, and the Chachamim didn't tell her that it's basel. Amru loy, they responded, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, from there's your proof, Isha Isa, she was a woman, she still is a woman, Uptura, Mina Sukkah, she's exempt from Sukkah. So she had a puzzle Sukkah, so what? Why is she bothered building a Sukkah if it's a puzzle anyway? I don't know, but what's the proof? Amr Lahan, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to them, oh come on, don't you know anything about history? She had seven sons. Not only that, and everything she did was api alacha. Okay, so the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Yehuda say that? That's the end of the quote. That's the end of the brisa. So the Gemara said, Meisi, I have a kash on you. That we know there is machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. That the Chachamim said, the sukkah higher than 20 am is no good. Yehuda says, higher than 20 amos is good, but the Braisa says, but only until 40 or 50. That's a little funny thing to say. Make up your mind. Make 40 or 50. Make up your mind. Okay? But that's where Rabbi Yehuda responded. And then Rabbi Yehuda said to Chacham, I'll prove it to you. Because we know, a historical proof, we know that Helene Amalka had a huge sukkah, higher than 20 amos, and Chacham went in and out, and didn't say a word. Obviously, it's fine. So what do you mean? She's a woman. Yeah, but she had seven sons. The sons were higher than sukkah, no? And everything she did, she don't be halacha. She was a good Jew.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you argue that the sukkah, they didn't notice it was a sukkah? But I guess they wouldn't.
Can you argue that what?
That they didn't notice it was a
They didn't notice it was pus. They didn't notice it was sukkah. They couldn't even see the schach. They thought she was sitting outside.
I just feel like, why would they go in the Kobe and now? I mean, it just sounds like unreasonable. Like, why would they go in and out if they didn't know that it was a sukkah, right? I'm arguing my own argument right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, there was a meeting with her, and, you know, they knew, they actually knew it was sukkah.
I mean, is it possible? Maybe they didn't.
They just didn't notice.
No.
Well, I guess the idea is that the Chachamim have a responsibility to Klal Yisrael. Also, Siyag LaTorah, you know, you have to make fences for Torah. They have a responsibility to make sure that Klal Yisrael is fulfilling Torah properly. And so her sons were there and maybe eating or whatever. And why are they not in a sukkah?
Right.
The answer
right.
is they are in a sukkah. Apparently, they're okay with that.
Right. So they knew that it must have been a sukkah. So
maybe if it had just been her, maybe they wouldn't have cared. Maybe they wouldn't have bothered, you know, trying to figure it out. So that's what he argues. So the Gemara now has a question on the Braisa. So this is back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Lamelu lemisni v'oid kol maaseh lo asal pi chachamim." Why did Rabbi Yehuda have to add, and not only did she have seven sons, but everything she did according to halacha. Well, why did he have to add that? Cool, because well, maybe he didn't keep halacha, you know. So Gemara's bothered by that. Like, what are you trying to say? Hachik amar luhu. This is what he was telling the chachamim. Kitayimru. And if you'll say, Bonim Kitanim Hayu, those sons at that time, at least, that the Chachamim went in and out, were Kitanim. Kitanim, Pitur Min HaSukkah. Kitanim, we're exempt from Sukkah, right? They're exempt from Mitzvahs until the age of Chinuch. Kevin Shiva Havu, since there were seven of them, E. Efshar, Dilavu Bucha, Shaino Tzorech, Le'imoy, it's impossible, or maybe improbable, that there wasn't one of them that no longer needed his ima. And that's the halacha. When it comes to chinuch, is that when it comes to sukkah, once a kid can deal without his mother for a while, like, you know, sleep on his own, he's not to sleep with his mother anymore or whatever. What the fuck exactly the shiur? But he doesn't quote unquote need his mother anymore. He's chayav in sukkah. So one of them, seven. What, he had them all at once? What do you call that?
Septuplets.
They were septuplets. Come on. Even if you argue, yeah, but those halachas of chinuch are all derabbanon. So if you say a katan that no longer needs his mother, midrabbanon humachayev, he's only obligated and took him midrabbanon because it's chinuch. Look at the raisa. He's chayev chinuch. But he and she midrabbanon lemashkicha. She didn't care. She wasn't careful. She wasn't looking out. She wasn't looking out for dinim derabbanan. She didn't care about derabbanan. Obviously, she cared about halacha because she's in a sukkah. Why is she in a sukkah? She didn't care about Torah. The answer is, well, maybe you'll argue she didn't care about derabbanan. Tashma. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda comes to tell you. Oid, not only did she have seven sons, kol masal lasal biyachachamim. Whatever she did according to derabbanan. She followed derabbanan. She followed derabbanan. Okay, that's the end of the quote. What is the Meisve? What does Gemara want from all of this? Did this disprove something? Was this an attack on something we said? So we'll finish with this. It's all good according to Rabbi Yoshia, who holds that they argue over when the walls don't reach the schach, as they argue. But if the walls did reach the schach, then it could be even higher. So how does this? How could Rabbi Yehuda? Let's try to frame that for a minute. Let's assume that if the walls reach the schach, everyone agrees the schach can be higher than 20. Good. So the Chachamim only have a problem when the walls don't reach the schach. So what was the case of Heleni Amalka? Why would Rabbi Yehuda be bringing this as a proof against the Chachamim? You have to be a case where what? Where the walls don't reach the schach. And the Chachamim didn't say anything. Ah, you see, Chachamim, you're wrong. Even if the walls don't reach the schach, the schach can be higher than 20. That was the case of Heleni Amalka. Well, why is that so pashut? Because she lived in Jacksonville, Florida. Darka shel Malka leishei basukah she'ein tefanas magiyas l'schach. It's the way of a queen to sit in a sukkah where the walls don't reach the schach. Why? Shavavira. But the air, she lived in Eretz Yisrael. Gets out there too. It allows a flow of air. It's much more comfortable. It's not comfortable to be in one of these sukkahs where you got these, you know, walls and no air comes in. It gets really stuffy.
Hello, the man never was sukkah ketana machlokes. According to the one that holds, they argue over a sukkah ketana, whether it's 7x7 or 4x4. V'chidarka shal malka leishay b'sukkah ketana.
You really think that the Queen Eleanor Malka is sitting in a sukkah that's 6 feet by 6 feet, or 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, but the schach was, 30 feet high? Oh, come on, that's ridiculous. So that's the kasha. Right? How could the other two opinions make any sense out of this brisa? This is a brisa. How can they make sense out of this brisa? It doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yehuda must be talking about Rabbi Yoshi's case. So, isn't that a knockout punch to the possibility that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda disagree in the case of 4x4 or 7x7? I can't. It doesn't make sense. Does it bother you?
Yes.
Good. So we'll do it tomorrow. Keep it in suspense. Thank you.